You've probably heard me talk about Padre Pio's deep devotion to Our Lady, but have you ever thought about his devotion to Saint Joseph? What if his love for the silent, humble guardian of Jesus could transform your own spiritual life? Today you'll discover why Padre Pio held Saint Joseph in such high esteem, and how his devotion can bring you closer to God. Stay with me, you won't want to miss this.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's story. Hello everyone! Today is the Solemnity of Saint Joseph, a day to honor the guardian of the Holy Family and deepen our love for this great saint. And what better way to grow in devotion to Saint Joseph than by looking at someone who held him in the highest regard, Padre Pio. Padre Pio had a profound love for Saint Joseph, and his devotion was not merely sentimental, but deeply rooted in experience. The insights I'll share today come from the book Padre Pio's Prayer Life by Gerardo Di Flumeri and Gennaro Prezioso, shedding light on the special connection between Padre Pio and Saint Joseph. So let's dive in and see what we can learn. The author shared, Padre Pio truly admired Saint Joseph and strived to imitate his virtues. Whenever Padre Pio faced challenging moments in his life, he would turn to Saint Joseph, seeking his intercession and receiving heavenly graces in return. Now, as many of you know, in the early years of his priesthood, Padre Pio endured relentless attacks by demons. Not only temptations, but actual physical beatings and all sorts of torments. However, amidst these struggles, he was often blessed with visions of Saint Joseph, offering him comfort and strength to endure. And this, of course, makes perfect sense. One of Saint Joseph's most powerful titles is Terror of Demons. Just as he protected the Holy Family from danger, he continues to defend those who call upon him today. But Padre Pio's devotion went even deeper. Like Saint Joseph, he took on a fatherly role for his spiritual children. He knew the weight of this responsibility and confidently entrusted his children to Saint Joseph's care. He often expressed this by praying, I beseech Saint Joseph to guard your soul with the same love and generosity with which he cared for Jesus. And just as he defended him from Herod, may he protect your soul from a more ferocious Herod, the devil. Other times he would say something similar. May the patriarch Saint Joseph take care of you with the same care he had for Jesus. May he always assist you with his benevolent patronage and free you from the persecutions of the wicked and proud Herod. May he never allow Jesus to depart from your heart. To the actor Carlo Campanini, one of his spiritual sons, Padre Pio advised, learn to entrust your things to Saint Joseph, your loved ones, your problems, and everything that is yours. Additionally, he sometimes handed out images of Saint Joseph with messages written on the back encouraging devotion. And on March 20th, 1921, almost exactly 104 years ago, he wrote to his friend Father Agostino about his experience on the Feast of Saint Joseph. Yesterday, the Feast of Saint Joseph, only God knows the sweetness I experienced, especially after Mass, so intense that I still feel it within me. My head and heart were burning, but it was a fire that did me good. The authors conclude, it was clear that Padre Pio didn't want to miss any opportunity to encourage his spiritual children to develop a sincere and profound devotion to Saint Joseph. He understood that such devotion would serve as a wellspring of wisdom, solace, and divine blessings. Even today, his voice resonates with the same urgency. Go to Saint Joseph with absolute confidence, because I too, like Saint Teresa of Avila, can't remember ever asking for anything from Saint Joseph that I didn't receive immediately. Now, this is where the author's reflections end, but I found the exact passage from Saint Teresa that Padre Pio referred to, and it's truly fascinating. She writes, I do not remember even now that I have ever asked anything of him which he has failed to grant. I am astonished at the great favors which God has bestowed on me through his blessed saint, and at the perils from which he had freed me, both in body and soul. To other saints, the Lord seems to have given the grace to help us in some of our necessities. But of this glorious saint, my experience is that he helps us in them all, and that the Lord wishes to teach us that as he, Jesus, was himself subject to Joseph on earth, for being Jesus' guardian and being called Jesus' father, he could command Jesus. Just so in heaven, Jesus still does all that Joseph asks. That last part is worth reflecting on. Jesus still does all that Joseph asks. What an incredible thought. And here's something else worth noting. Nowhere in the Gospels do we find a single word spoken by Saint Joseph. He was a man of silence, a man who listened to God and acted. His actions spoke for themselves. In conclusion, today's anecdotes not only highlight Padre Pio's profound connection with Saint Joseph, but also emphasize the lasting message he leaves behind. A call for all of us to approach Saint Joseph with absolute trust and devotion. So may we follow the example of Saint Teresa of Avila and Padre Pio, remembering that we too can turn to Saint Joseph for his powerful intercession in our lives. Wishing you all a blessed solemnity of Saint Joseph. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen, or click the links in the description below for our full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.